Welcome to episode 1401 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. When Jesus teaches about the seventh commandment, he does something that becomes characteristic of his entire ethical teaching. He moves from external action to internal orientation. He moves from behavior to the heart. Matthew 5, verses 27 to 28.
You have heard that it was said, "You shall not commit adultery." But I say to you that everyone who looks at a woman with lust has already committed adultery with her in his heart.
This is jarring. Jesus is saying adultery is not just the physical act. It begins in the mind. Adultery begins when you look at someone with lust, when you desire them. Imagine being with them. Then Jesus says something even more radical in the next two verses.
If your right eye causes you to stumble, gouge it out and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one part of your body than for your whole body to be thrown into hell. And if your right hand causes you to stumble, cut it off and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one part of your body than for your whole body to go into hell.
Jesus is not literally commanding people to mutilate themselves, but he is expressing radical seriousness about purity. He is saying, whatever it takes to maintain faithfulness, do it. If something in your life is causing you to commit adultery in your heart, remove it. Jesus starts with lust. This is desire that objectifies. Looking at another person. Not as a person, but as an object of sexual gratification. The mental act of possessing someone sexually. When you lust after someone, you are violating their dignity, reducing them to their sexual appeal. Mentally committing an act of possession and use. This is why Jesus calls it adultery. Because in your imagination, you have already broken covenant, already betrayed your spouse, already placed yourself with another. The act of adultery is the physical expression of what has already happened internally. The faithlessness has already occurred. The covenant has already been broken in the heart. Listen to Proverbs 23, verse 7.
As a man thinks in his heart, so is he.
What happens in your imagination shapes who you become. If you spend your time imagining yourself with people other than your spouse, if you cultivate lust in your mind, you are training yourself toward unfaithfulness. You are forming desires that work against your covenant. Conversely, if you guard your imagination, discipline your gaze, refuse to cultivate lust, you are training yourself toward faithfulness, forming desires that support your covenant. Jesus focuses on the eye. If your right eye causes you to stumble. This is significant. The eye is often a gateway to lust. What you look at shapes what you desire. What you gaze upon shapes who you become. In our modern world, this is especially acute. Visual media is everywhere. Images designed to stimulate sexual desire are readily accessible. One click takes you to explicit material. One scroll through social media exposes you to provocative images. And each time you gaze, you are training your desires. Each time you look with lust, you are weakening your resistance. Each time you cultivate the fantasy, you are moving closer to the reality. Jesus is calling us to guard what we look at. He is saying, be intentional about your gaze. Recognize that looking is not neutral. Looking is formative. This does not mean you live with your eyes closed. You cannot avoid seeing attractive people. But it means that when you find yourself drawn into lust, when you find yourself looking with desire, imagining, fantasizing, you pause. You redirect. You guard your gaze. Jesus consistently teaches that the problem is internal, not external. The Pharisees were focused on external purity, on rituals and rules and behaviors. But Jesus says in Matthew 15,
"What comes out of the mouth comes from the heart. And this is what defiles a person. For out of the heart come evil thoughts, murder, adultery, sexual immorality, theft, false testimony, slander."
Adultery comes from the heart. Lust comes from the heart. These are not external contaminations. These are internal disorders. This is why no amount of external rule-keeping can solve the problem. You can forbid yourself from looking at certain images. You can avoid certain situations. You can put filters on your devices. These external measures can help, but they cannot transform the heart. True faithfulness requires a transformation of the heart, requires that you actually want to be faithful, that you desire your spouse, that you prefer your covenant to other possibilities. That lust loses its appeal because you have experienced something better. What strikes many people about Jesus' teaching is its radicality. He is not casual about this. He is not saying, try to avoid looking with lust, but don't worry too much if you slip up. Jesus is saying, this is serious enough that you should be willing to sacrifice significantly to maintain it. Serious enough that you should gouge out your eye if necessary. Serious enough that maintaining faithfulness should be your top priority. This suggests something important. Faithfulness is not accidental, not the default. Faithfulness requires intention, requires discipline, requires that you treat it as supremely important. In our culture, we tend toward casualness. We treat infidelity, physical or emotional, actual or fantasized, as inevitable. We treat lust as normal and acceptable. We treat the temptation to look as something everyone struggles with and we should just make peace with. But Jesus calls us to something different. He calls us to radical seriousness about purity, to the understanding that lust matters, that what happens in our imagination matters, that faithfulness is worth sacrificing for. There is a progression from thought to action, and Jesus is calling us to interrupt it early. The progression is attraction, seeing someone attractive, desire, feeling drawn to them, lust, imaginatively possessing them, fantasy, rehearsing scenarios, rationalization, convincing yourself it is harmless, action, actual infidelity. Jesus is saying, don't wait until the action step. Don't wait until you are actually committing adultery physically. Stop it at step 3. Stop the lust before it becomes fantasy. Stop the desire before it becomes lust. This requires attention, requires noticing when you are moving from simple attraction into lust, requires recognizing the moment when the gaze becomes lingering, the moment when interest becomes desire. And it requires intervention, redirecting your attention, leaving the situation, removing the temptation. Ultimately, Jesus's teaching about lust and purity is not about rules. It is about love. When you refuse to lust after another person, you are expressing love for your spouse. You are saying, your trust in me matters. Your sense of security matters. Your place in my heart is secure. Conversely, when you cultivate lust, fantasize about others, gaze with desire at others, you are expressing something different. You are saying, I am keeping options open. I am reserving the right to desire others. I am not fully committed to you. Your spouse may not know about your lust, may never be aware of your fantasies, but faithfulness is not about whether your spouse knows. Faithfulness is about what you actually desire, about where your loyalty actually lies. Jesus is calling us to genuine fidelity, not just behavioral compliance, but actual faithfulness of heart. Not just the avoidance of physical adultery, but the cultivation of genuine devotion to your spouse. Jesus deepens the seventh commandment by taking it inward. Adultery is not just what you do, it is what you think, what you imagine, where your gaze leads. Faithfulness, therefore, must also be internal. It must begin in the imagination, must be cultivated in what you allow yourself to think about, must be guarded in where you direct your gaze. This is more demanding than mere behavioral compliance, but it is also more real. This is genuine faithfulness. Faithfulness that flows from the heart, love that is actually true. When we guard our hearts, discipline our gaze, refuse to cultivate lust, we are honoring our spouses, protecting our covenants, becoming people capable of genuine love. This is not easy, but it is critical. Father, help us understand that faithfulness begins in the imagination. Help us see that lust is adultery of the heart. Help us take Jesus' teaching seriously. Seriously enough to make radical changes in what we allow ourselves to see and imagine. Help us guard our gaze. Help us discipline our thoughts. Help us cultivate desire only for our covenants. Help us understand faithfulness is an internal reality before it is an external behavior. Help us become people whose hearts are truly devoted to our spouses. And help us experience the freedom and peace that comes from genuine faithfulness. Not just behavioral, but actual. That's our episode. Remember, God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full. Today.